that you're gonna regret.
But if you wanna stay in shape,
well, you better hit that.
Chimwits, Chimwits.
That's right, man.
Welcome to the Chimwits Podcast. I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
And we are the Chimwits. So today's another edition of the Cheat Meal, where we have the opportunity to talk about things that are not fitness related.
But always philosophy related.
Sometimes, I would guess. Yeah, for the most part. Although sometimes not. Kind of just talking about things that are interesting to us that we think maybe some small percentage of our current listeners might be interested in as well. But who knows? Anyway, I came over and Justin plays me this weird YouTube video. I don't want you to set it up.
So it's this guy. His name is Venu Malesh.
Millions of people have seen this video. Yes. So chances are you might have, but yeah.
I think it's a few years old.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how recently it started trending, because you know sometimes videos are up for a while and then before they start trending. And it's just ridiculous. It's crazy. You guys have to see it. The song is called something like It's My Life.
Link in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll leave a link.
And it's basically a singer. He's Indian,
right?
His
voice is so auto-tuned.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's basically a music video in which the guy's not very good, but it's super auto-tuned. You can't even tell if he's good. And he takes... The lyrics are awful. And he takes
himself... Although part of it is because he's clearly not a native English speaker. But
exactly.
And part of that factors into it, although if you read some of the comments, a lot of the people watching that were Indian viewers were not happy with it because they thought that it, you know,
it kind of perpetuates stereotypes. Exactly. Well, the problem is like he takes himself too seriously.
Yes.
And the video is hysterical. I was thinking this is parody. It's a joke. Yeah. And Justin was saying it wasn't, and apparently it's not. So anyway, this got us to, we started talking about why is something cringe worthy?
Mm-hmm.
And then this got us into talking about that and to something else. And we thought, why don't we just record this?
Because
this makes for actually an interesting topic. So yeah, that video, I highly recommend it. It's ridiculous, but that was what sparked this discussion.
So I think what we came to the conclusion with, and what comes to the conclusion.
Why don't we start over? Yeah, like, what was the question? I guess, what was your initial question?
It got me thinking, what is something what makes something cringeworthy, or what makes something really cheesy and corny, not in a good way?
But there are different things, as we'll, I guess.
Okay, yeah, and I guess there's a few different types of.
Start with cringeworthy, and then we can get into corny and cheesy. I think those are different from. They overlap.
All the same family.
Yeah, they're all in the same family. They overlap, but I think cringeworthy is a little bit different.
So for me, what makes something cringeworthy is two things. One is sort of the disconnect between whoever is delivering.
Oh, you totally stole my word.
Yeah.
I was going to say that, like, because we did talk about this, and I was like, all right, you say what you said, and I'll say what I said, but no, now you go ahead and use my words.
Well, it made perfect sense, and it's true that it was the word I was searching for, too. But you know what? I thought of that before, too.
Yeah, no, I was messing with you. I just right before you said it, I thought, You better not say what I said, because I have nothing to say now. I have nothing to add to this conversation.
You'll think of something.
All right.
So it's like, yeah, when you're trying to communicate whatever you're communicating, whether you're doing a song or making a movie, telling a joke, whatever it is, and it falls flat, whatever you're trying to communicate, for whatever reason. Maybe you don't understand the language, although that's only part of it. But the other big aspect of it is how serious the person takes themselves. So they are completely unaware that what they're saying makes other people's stomach turn.
Yeah. So I think there's a level of like empathy that goes along with something being cringeworthy. So there is a disconnect, typically. So there's two kind. There's kind of two types of things being cringeworthy. We kind of have the, you know, somebody, you know, someone trips and falls is cringeworthy, but that's different from somebody who records a video and thinks that that it's good. So in the part where somebody does something where they think it's better than it really is, like a podcast. Right? so you do something and you take yourself seriously, but there's a disconnect between you and reality, or you and whatever the societal norms are. So you're doing something that you think is going to get a level of respect or admiration or interest or engagement from people, but you're disconnected kind of from reality or the reality of your world. So maybe something, maybe that song, for example, to us is cringeworthy, but maybe where he's from, it's not. So, you know, absolutely, because cultural, there are cultural differences. So I think every, no, I think that what he was doing was meant for our like our audience.
Yes, but, that's the big.
But so I do agree. But there is that chance. Like there are things that we'll watch that from another country or another culture that we think is cringeworthy, but it's not. It's just that, you know, I think there's absolutely.
I don't know if I agree with that. And I'm not just talking about the translation.
I'm saying part of cringeworthiness does have a cultural part. Like let's say, I don't know, I'm trying to think of let's say that, like a certain style of humor, like pantomiming, right? Mm-hmm. Might be cringeworthy here, but some other culture, that might be how their humor is. So that they find that funny, or like maybe, physical humor we might find kind of cheesy and cringeworthy, but again, another culture. So I'm just saying that there is that part of it that you're disconnected, not only from, you're disconnected, I guess, from your audience. So if you're doing something that's cringeworthy often, like there is a disconnect between you and your, for example, I guess to stay in India, Bollywood.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Bollywood so, right. Stuff is,
for us, that's kind of cringeworthy.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's very popular there. And that's just because if you were to do that here, I mean, I guess the closest thing would be a musical. And there's certain ways that they can, and even musicals can be kind of cringeworthy or not.
Poke fun at themselves.
So it does cross, it does, I think there's a cultural part to it.
Yeah, it's funny. I was thinking totally about the Bollywood movies. I was watching a bunch of Bollywood music videos. They're basically segments from Bollywood movies that are sort of been turned into music videos. Yeah. And yeah, they were cringeworthy. We got a lot of enjoyment watching it. But you know what's also cringeworthy? And it's funny. I guess you're right. If you listen to a lot of country music, it's cringeworthy.
The lyrics?
Like the total, like Red, White, and Blew You Away.
Yeah.
Like there was one song, one of my favorite songs that came out right after, a little bit after 9/11. And the song went, "Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside, going through a living hell. Have you forgotten?" It's like, is that not cringeworthy?
Yeah, but I guess you can say with any style of music, I guess. Now, you know, you can find the extremes.
But it wasn't, he was completely serious.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah.
And
but I'm saying
that, there was a lot of people that like, it was a hit song.
Yeah. Then it's not cringe. But it fails to meet our definition because it does find its audience. So I think we're getting a little bit
like there's a right way to do that. The Beastie Boys did it, and it was cool. Like a support New York,
yeah.
9/11. Let's remember. Like they did a song like that, and it was cool.
Yeah,
like it wasn't cringeworthy.
But again, maybe to that audience, it wasn't cringeworthy. Because again, we're not big country music listeners.
I like country music. I like country.
Yeah, no, I mean you can appreciate it. We can appreciate anything. I can appreciate classical music when I'm not listening to it. But I guess there's part of it. I think just like that, there is a disconnect between you and your intended audience.
Yes.
I think is part of that kind of cringeworthiness and that you take it too seriously, or you think that your expectation is of a reaction that it doesn't deserve or it shouldn't be getting. Mm-hmm. So if you're a country music singer and that's your genre and that works for your audience, it may be cringe. It may be cringe inducing to somebody who's outside of that world, but at least to your intended audience, it's probably not. So I think maybe there is a line, but then there is another level. It's like kind of like there, it can be cringeworthy to some and not cringeworthy to others. But I think in this case where we started with this video, it's kind of like he was totally disconnected from what I'm not 100% sure it's not parody. Like it's on that line. I think
it's not, because if you look at some of his other videos, other stuff, it's same concept.
Yeah, so it's pretty rough. It's and again, it's like just really
I think you touched on something too, and it's how serious something is.
Yeah.
If ever you start, going through YouTube late at night and want to, and you just, when you wander YouTube and you just go from video to video, if you start looking at dramas, TV dramas from other countries like Korea and some Asian countries that try to mimic the American dramas. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting when you watch a movie or a TV show from another country and they're just doing their own thing, it doesn't come across as cheesy because it's their own culture. Mm-hmm. But when they try to do a U.S. American style drama, and then there will be one part where people are talking in the musical, dun dun dun. Like, to us, that's funny. Yeah. It's like that's cheesy. Like,
yeah,
that's, it's almost once again cringeworthy. And then like, or they have the close-ups of the people's face. It almost resembles a soap opera.
Yeah.
Like, and yeah, I guess once again, soap operas have a lot of fans.
Yeah.
So even though soap operas, I think, are the epitome of cringeworthy yeah. television, right?
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. No, that's a good point.
So I guess, yeah, a lot of it has to do with the audience. Yeah. But there is some stuff that is undeniably cringeworthy. Like, we've had some friends that, who yeah. knows what they're...
Well, yeah, Justin, as a musician, we've had lots of friends, including myself, that have got... But I would like to think that I didn't take myself too seriously. But, like, we have a lot... We know lots of people have gotten into music or singing or playing instruments that probably were not... took themselves too seriously.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it so many times over the years.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like one thing if you do it for fun, but it's another thing if you kind of, you know, we were talking, you know, Justin has taken a number of people, shows his talent as a, I won't name names, but his talent as a musician and as a producer. He's taken people who kind of, if you did a before and after, the before picture was of incredibly cringeworthy. A couple people, I, you know, that I can think off the top of my head that were just not good. And then took them to being actually pretty decent, or at least was able to kind of enhance their strengths. And or enhance their strengths and minimize their weaknesses so that it wasn't as cringeworthy. So I've definitely seen that kind of firsthand.
So how much of something being cringeworthy is just because it's not good? Because if you listen to this song by Venu Milesh, it's actually, I mean, the lyrics are not good.
Lyrics are terrible, but it's, there's a translation error and or a... He doesn't understand context, he doesn't, and he understand doesn't understand
the English language, yeah. and that's part of yeah. why it's weird. But if you actually look at it from a compositional, it's not terrible.
The worst song in the world.
When you put the video,
yeah, the
in
video is what
of them taking them seriously, and then the camera angles, and then it's just that's what makes it.
Yeah. And then they're really into it, yeah. and so I think that's what puts it over that, like, that threshold for being kind of cringeworthy. I think is that everything together makes it
that, I guess. Yeah. So it's the combination. What do a lot of people think that pro wrestling could be cringeworthy?
Oh, absolutely. It's always, I mean, yeah.
Is that part of the appeal?
I think so. You know, but there's like a level, like it's sometimes you're, but again, that's where we were talking about.
Then there's a like different cheesy, type of cringeworthy.
Yeah, right.
Like Ali G. Like, okay. He always was.
Yeah. Like, there could be things where you're intending on it being cringeworthy, but that's kind of part of, that's the, but again, there, it's intense.
It's
like
all
you
intent,
want
yeah.
it. So that's almost, I guess that's a third category. Cause we were talking about like, while going through YouTube, we were looking at that video of a guy who proposed to his girlfriend on during a basketball game, and she said no, and that's cringeworthy. But but again, there's empathy. Like, you feel bad for him,
it's
you know, or somebody
embarrassing
who falls or loses something. You know, I think you mentioned like a wedding ring losing in the
where
ocean
someone
or
proposed for, did this beautiful proposal, and then the wedding ring dropped and fell
yeah.
into the ocean and was
like
gone.
It's cringeworthy, but like it's because you feel bad for the person. But then I guess there's that other kind of being cringeworthy where you're actually you're trying to be, you're like, do you ever watch Impractical Jokers?
No.
My wife likes it, and they can be funny. Sometimes it can be silly, but a lot of it, their shtick is kind of going around the city and putting themselves in really uncomfortable situations. And sometimes yeah. it is really cringeworthy, and you want to look away. And I sometimes, you know, like, and but again, there's intent there
yeah.
to be, like, that's the whole point, is to be cringeworthy and to push the envelope.
So now, what about sort of the other family of that, when something is cheesy or corny?
All right, so
like, what sort of, what's the difference there? What do you think when you think of cheesy? What do you think?
So I think cheesy is, so I feel like cheesy is when something doesn't quite, it like veers off, like you make a joke that it misses its mark a little bit. So it's like not quite, you know, like I'm the thing I'm thinking was I watched Luke Cage this weekend. It's a good show on Netflix, and you know, kind of has this catchphrase, like anytime, like someone would say like "be safe," and he'd say "always," and you kind of say it in a cool way, and so that was kind of his catchphrase. He says it a couple times, and finally says it one time, and the other character's like, "That's so corny," yeah. and it's kind of like you know, it's like you're trying to say something smooth or cool and it just misses its mark. And it's not really cringeworthy, but it's not quite as cool as the intent was. Or, you know, you tell a joke that maybe you think it's funny, but it's not quite, you know, cringe inducing, but it just doesn't quite hit its marks. I guess I feel like that's maybe where she, and then, interestingly enough, I guess
pickup line
things can, yeah, or pickup line, like a bad pickup line. It's like not quite, it's like, oh, come on, that's cheesy, it's corny.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes there's, again, there might
then
be
intent. Once again, the intent, like what if something is it meant to be cheesy? Yeah. But then I think if it's meant to be cheesy, there's that's in the execution,
yeah,
of it.
But again, the same thing. It's like it's still cheesy. It doesn't change it. But maybe your intent is to get a chuckle. Like you give it like a really bad corny line, but it works. Like that, yeah. But then I guess another interesting thing is how things can go from not being cheesy to being cheesy over time. As our own culture changes, you know, like we were talking about, like shows like Saved by the Bell, we thought were great when we were kids. Or even pro wrestling, we loved it when we were kids. But if you go back and watch, like, you know, early 90s pro wrestling, it's terrible.
It's hard to watch.
It's so bad. Just the wrestling itself, if you're a fan of pro wrestling, some of it's pretty good. But just especially the WWF stuff, like it's just so bad, but we loved it when we were kids. Like some of that change, I guess, that
when
also changes
kid,
with age. But I think as
like our movies, like how many times did you see the first Ninja Turtles as a kid?
A million.
The movie, I saw that movie so many times. Like if you watch it now,
I did.
Is it terrible?
It's not awful. It's actually pretty. It holds
is
up.
Is it?
The
television show, the cartoon I saw recently was awesome.
Yeah.
It was like they had the best of the best working on it. It was well scripted. It was like well animated. I mean, that was one of the better TV.
So the movie, I was on a flight and I watched it. I watched the original 89 or 90.
Yeah, yeah.
And I also watched it back to back with the most recent, not the one, the sequel, but the reboot of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
And that one is so much better, the original. And it's cheesy. So that's the thing. It's cheesy.
But
it's cheesy
fun of it
with
itself.
The times. Like, okay. As things have changed, movies have changed. Like, yeah, it's going to be cheesy. We're older. But it's actually, it's a watchable, totally watchable, decent movie. You know, it doesn't hold up. It doesn't, like, stand the test of time. Like, you couldn't make that same movie today.
Sure,
but
sure.
It's not as bad as you would think. And it was actually more watchable than the most recent, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles like reboot. So it's actually not a terrible
is
movie.
There something that, can you think of a show, I guess we talked about the, you know, pro wrestling, or a movie or something else that we loved as kids but now it would just be totally like hard to stomach and to think, wow, we actually watched that as kids.
I can't for the life
of me. There's a ton of cartoons
for the life
that
of me I can't remember
watch.
Right now, but there was a movie I watched recently or that I saw, and I remember that I loved it as a kid, and it was terrible. But I'm blanking. But we all know that. I mean, some things just don't hold up. But I'm like, I'm just completely.
I think we used to love stuff that had famous stars. Like, I remember there was a cartoon that had, it was, this is going deep in the well. It was called, I got on my nostalgia kick, it was called Pro Stars. Mm-hmm. And it was a cartoon that had Bo Jackson, Michael Jordan, yeah, and Wayne Gretzky.
Sure.
And I'm sure as kids we loved it because it had the famous athletes. And then I just saw it and I was like, how did I watch this as a kid? This was awful. And it's not just because it was a cartoon, because there's plenty of other cartoons. I said, oh, these were pretty good.
Yeah.
But now I was like, whoa, that was just one of the worst shows. And then I probably watched the Hulk Hogan cartoon as a kid. I watched one of them. It was just awful.
Yeah.
It was just hard to watch.
Yeah.
So, and it wasn't even Hulk's real voice.
Yeah. Yeah. So. No, I think most of the stuff we watched when we were kids were pretty bad. But I think that's just things get, you know, I think now shows are just much more, I think, bigger budgets. TV is more important. There's more variety, so that you have to have a little bit better quality. I think just TV in general is obviously way better now than when we were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
The quality is much better. But yeah, I can't remember. There's some movie that's going to kill me, like, because I can't remember what I watched. Watched something recently that I thought was great, and then watching it again, I was like, wow, yeah, this is not good.
And I think, unfortunately, just people themselves can be cringeworthy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we've known some people for whatever their, you know, mentally whatever's going on in their head. Just every time they tell a joke or they try to talk, you just always feel uncomfortable in their presence. You know, I mean, I'm sure that's we know people.
There's a level of discomfort. Yeah, there is. That's a huge part of it. It's just discomfort. But yeah, we know quite a few people who
and
are.
Why discomfort? Like, why would we feel? It's almost.
I think it's still empathy.
Irrational. Is it empathy?
Yeah, I mean, you feel bad
would you
for
feel
them.
Why would you feel?
You know,
uncomfortable
because you feel like they're gonna figure it out at some point. Like, okay, like I said before, maybe this That's is it. Funny. So, like I said before, like somebody loses a wedding ring in the ocean or they trip. You feel bad for them instantly because you know they're embarrassed. And there's that instant, like, feeling of, if you're not laughing at them, like, oh, you know, even if you are, like, you feel bad for them. It's cringeworthy because you feel bad. Somebody who's oblivious, it's cringeworthy because, you feel bad. But also they don't realize what's going on. Like, they're not in on it. And so but then there's almost a part of you that wonders, like, what are they gonna think when they realize it? Like, when they are in on it. Like, what's gonna happen when they realize how silly they look? So maybe that's part of it. I think from experience, like, have you ever done, I'm sure I have, when you did something that you thought was cool or looked cool, and then you realize in hindsight, maybe that was a bad idea. And then you do kind of feel bad for yourself. So you think, well, there was probably somebody cringing at whatever I was doing or whatever I thought I was doing. I think as a musician, like I was saying earlier, like, I think musicians always toe that line between like it being something being cool and being cringeworthy. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just like how you are able to pull something off or your attitude or how famous you are. That's what allows you to kind of cross the line over to being cool versus it being just really cringeworthy.
So now, can you think of anything you have done specifically? Because now that you mentioned that would make you cringeworthy. I could think of a few things I've done.
I'm sure.
A lot of them are involved, like with girls, things I said when I was when I was young.
Probably the way I dressed when I was in starting college. I just wore, like, I was muscular, so I wore tight, stupid-looking stuff.
I wore that stuff, too.
And, like. Yeah, but I was thinking in high, I was like, it didn't look good, because I had no fashion sense, not that now, but, like, I really didn't, so it was like, it wasn't a good look. So I think that was part of it. It was like, that probably wasn't good.
I used to wear the big Jenko jeans, really baggy ones.
Yeah, but that's not really cringeworthy, but I think it was more people just wore it around that time.
I once said to a girl when I was in college, and really looking back on it, it was kind of sweet what I did, but really it wasn't because I didn't have the balls to talk to her. So I wrote her a note. I just said, I don't remember what I said, but it was just something like, oh, you're beautiful. You know, something like I made like a little poem, you're beautiful as the star, like something cringeworthy.
Yeah.
But why was it cringeworthy? Because if you isolate it, it was beautiful. But if you look at it, it's because I didn't have the balls to talk to her, so I sent her this note. So while you think it might be sweet, to me it's cringeworthy because it's like I was like a coward. I didn't talk to her, and that's part of what makes it cringeworthy. Like, I can imagine her reading this. It's like, who would want to? I wrote my number on it. It's like, who's gonna call me back? I didn't have the balls enough to talk to her. Why should she call me back?
Yeah.
So definitely. I'm thinking other things I said to girls, you know, when I was in high school and stuff like that. That, you know, I think about that. I'm like, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah. No. So I think I think probably do things that are cringeworthy all the time, and not, you know, then in hindsight you realize, oh, that wasn't, probably wasn't very good. Wasn't smart.
Did we do anything?
Well, you've done things intentionally cringeworthy, like for Halloween, some of your costumes, but that, you know, it was like you knew it was going to be cringeworthy.
Oh yeah. Well, of course. But that's a whole different thing, because
there's intent there, so you know it's going to.
And I think the last thing is, how much money do you put behind something?
Yeah, that's true.
Like with this video, or remember we saw that there was a women's self-defense video.
Yeah.
And we couldn't find it, but the guy who was the main guy of the video, who was his system, like, he had this lisp, and he seemed like, they kept calling him a martial arts champion, but he looked uncoordinated, and like, he didn't look smooth.
Yeah.
And his co-host, like kept on contradictions, like, oh, it was good, but it was hard, but it was easy, like trying to say all the right things, but it wasn't scripted well, and it wasn't done well, and it was just so cringeworthy.
Yeah. No, it's true.
I remember someone telling me that they wanted to throw up when they saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually can be, some of this can get you nauseous. Yeah. In a way. It's funny.
No, so I would definitely say they're it's part of life. Yes, just seeing that. And but I'm like, we're trying to think back on all the different times. Like,
and of course, a lot of the fitness stuff.
Oh yeah, all the time. Anything. It happens all the time. I see it in the gym daily. Somebody walking up to someone to give them advice, and it's like, not good advice, or hitting on somebody, or posing. Yeah, yeah, that's, you see somebody, it's always like when you see somebody I'm not judging people, but you probably shouldn't be flexing your biceps if you don't have biceps to flex.
What's the level? Like, how biceps do you have? What if you're not doing it in a...
Here's the thing.
What if you're just doing it to sort of see what's
going on? Here's the thing. I see people that... So, I think there's two parts to it. So, part one is, you know, even I don't. I'm not going to sit in the mirror and start flexing or look, you know, but I do get the point where, you know, if you start working out and you even get a little bit of results, that makes you feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
And so it may make you feel better. So in that way, I guess I don't want to be too judgmental, but I'll see some people like in the mirror and like they're doing things or flexing as if they're posing for like a bodybuilding competition. Yeah, yeah. And it's like, you probably shouldn't be doing that. Or like wearing like Under Armour that's like two sizes too short, too small.
What about like the gold, like the people that wear like the gold gym shirt that's basically like a little strip of cloth,
yeah,
with the arms cut out, like, and all this, you know, sort of space under the body, and then like a very skimpy shorts, and they're in the gym, and they're like, oh, you know, like,
again, it's like
them.
One of the things, like, not many people can pull off that look, but especially anymore. But
it's really awkward.
Yeah, so anything, you see it, and definitely see it in the gym a lot.
It's almost uncomfortable when you see people in the gym like that, especially if they come up to talk to you, and they're usually pretty nice people, but it's just like,
you see cringeworthy. I see stuff in classes. You get whether it's like, yeah, you see it all the time. Definitely something that they're not at a loss for cringeworthy experiences at the gym. So I guess that's it. Anything else you want to talk about with that?
I think that sort of covers the cringe.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I wonder if we're cringeworthy.
Maybe. I'm sure there are times where we are. No. Some of the humor can be. So yeah, no, I definitely can see that. So.
Purposely though? Yes, you never know.
Yeah, you never know. All right, well, I guess that's it. I hope you enjoyed this edition of The Cheat Meal. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
We are The Gymwits.